In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A little boy had made friends with his elderly neighbor next door, and his mother told the little boy that the woman's husband had died. And so he asked if he could go over and see her. So he went next door, and he climbed into the woman's lap and quietly sat. When he returned home, his mother said, asking what he had said to his friend and neighbor. The little boy replied simply, "Nothing. I just helped her cry." I think this gentle act beautifully demonstrates the powerful gift of presence. Just being there for someone in their time of need. Something I've seen played out all this week among the family here at St. John's. So you may have noticed in the bulletin, I actually got the sermon done in time for Kirsten to put the title in there. So the bumper sticker for today's sermon is "Attending to what matters most." Attending to what matters most. When life becomes fragile, when sorrow strikes unexpectedly, how can we discern and focus on what's really important? In my view, in the face of sudden loss and uncertainty, we're reminded how fleeting and precious life truly is. The gospel story of Mary and Martha invites us to reconsider our priorities, urging us toward spiritual nourishment, attentive presence, and compassionate care for one another, especially in difficult times. In Luke's gospel, Jesus visits Mary and Martha during his journey to Jerusalem, where he awaits the cross. This is a period where he's trying to teach his disciples the critical teachings of discipleship. This story is found only in Luke. So while Martha busies herself with hospitality, Mary takes the unusual step of sitting at Jesus' feet, a position that's normally reserved for the male disciples. I love how Luke emphasizes the role of women in ministry. And sitting as a disciple would sit, it's the same way a student would sit at their master's feet. Mary made a radical, boundary-breaking choice to prioritize spiritual nourishment and being attentive to Christ's teaching above the cultural expectations of the day and of Martha's daily distractions. Martha, preoccupied with task, finally reaches a breaking point and confronts Jesus. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me." I think we can see where Martha's focus was. Martha's complaint reflects a common misunderstanding. Martha assumed that she knew the way to serve Jesus, and she knew what he desired most. But Jesus, of course, gently corrects Martha. "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things. There's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part." Remember in the Transfiguration story that we saw earlier in Luke, what did the voice from the cloud say? "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Martha, and I think the rest of us sometimes need this reminder. Martha's intentions were good, but she was self-focused. She assumed she knew what Jesus needed without truly attending to him. Mary, however, understood that genuine hospitality meant attentive presence, deep listening, something that Jesus valued more than a well-prepared meal. Mary was showing us the importance of attending to what really matters. I think this lesson this morning speaks profoundly in the life we're living right now, this time of grief and uncertainty. Often, like Martha, we become absorbed by our own assumptions about what others need. We offer practical help, meals, advice, maybe words of encouragement, without first listening attentively to what their true needs are. Martha's story reminds us that compassionate care involves setting aside our assumptions, stopping our outside cultural norms, and attending to others with our full presence. True discipleship was modeled by Mary, involving prioritizing spiritual nourishment and the attentive care of others above all else. Especially in times of grief, our most valuable gift is often simply being present, sitting quietly with someone, helping them to cry, or listening without rushing to solutions. So here's your homework for the week. Reflect on your own lives. Is there a place where you've prioritized tasks or assumptions over true attentiveness to God and to others? Set aside some intentional time this week to quietly listen to God in prayer or scripture, like you were Mary sitting at his feet. And finally, the importance of community. Offer your attentive presence to someone experiencing grief or hardship. Listen compassionately, patiently, responding based on their expressed needs, not your own assumptions. Life's fragility teaches us the urgency of attending to what really matters. Jesus gently but firmly invites us to choose the better part, prioritizing spiritual nourishment, compassionate attentiveness, and authentic presence. Martha's hurried hospitality missed the heart of true care, while Mary's quiet devotion demonstrated profound wisdom. Like the little boy who recognized that his neighbor needed someone simply to help her cry, we are called to offer what others genuinely need, our loving, listening presence. As we approach the Eucharist today, as we gather around Christ's table, we find a place of sacred presence and deep communion. Here we're reminded that Christ himself attends to our deepest needs, our grief, our hunger, our longing, inviting us into a community of genuine care and compassion. This week, may we all be about the mission he has given us to do, attending to what really matters. Amen.